The Accommodations, A City Within a City. By building the emigration halls, Albert Ballin decided that emigrants would find far more than just a roof over their heads. Hamburg companies in the emigration business had specific commercial reasons for supporting him. Satisfied customers would promote the city and Hop Hog. From about 1905 to 1907, the emigration halls were gradually developed into a mini-city, with a strong focus on providing for the emigrants' leisure and entertainment needs. Residents were able to relax outdoors and go for walks in the complex's spacious grounds. Numerous trees were planted, and streets were given inviting tree names, such as Maple Avenue and Elm Lane. Even the rather critical social democratic newspaper, Farvarts, wrote in 1905, "The complex as a whole makes a grand and, with no shortage of trees, almost pleasant impression." The complex's impression as a self-contained little town was in part due to its church and church grounds. The latter were laid out as a park, with trees, parks, and park benches. Located between the church, the two hotels, and the dining hall was a music hall, which hosted regular concerts by the Hop Hog Company Band. On fine days, concerts were also held outdoors. The musical entertainment was a welcome diversion for the emigrants. Sometimes, the band played farewell concerts for departing vessels. Every morning, the residents had to wait in their halls for medical examinations. Apart from this, everyday life revolved around practical matters, such as procuring outstanding travel papers and, assuming their meager financial means allowed for this, acquiring equipment for the upcoming sea voyage. For this purpose, the emigration halls had a little shop where, according to the emigration authorities of the time, residents could purchase essential supplies at cost price. The essentials in question were primarily clothing, non-perishable food, soap, toothbrushes, and various seasickness remedies. There was also a barber on site, plus a money exchange office. The money changers were subject to Hapag's supervision, so that the emigrants were not at the mercy of any of the numerous, and often unscrupulous, money changers from the city. Boys and girls were regarded as children only up to the age of 10. By this definition, some 19% of the emigrants transiting via Hamburg were children, including 4% who were infants under the age of 1. In other words, less than 1 in 5 emigrants were younger than the age of 10. In the emigration halls, children were not given any special treatment. They had to sleep 2 to a bed, they had to endure the same medical examinations as the adults, and they had to eat the same food. Each of the two hotels in the complex had a playground, apart from which there were no dedicated play facilities for children. Even so, the grounds themselves offered plenty to amuse young minds, and, because children are generally socially more at ease and have a directness that quickly bridges language barriers, there was no shortage of new things to discover.